Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. We're going to continue to take a look at what you might describe as the genuine source of change and transformation in the Christian life. I mean, at the heart of it is the life of the Holy Spirit present in the believer. New power, new capacity to live a new way of life, the Christian life, the Holy Spirit that renews our mind, that empowers us, that gives us spiritual gifts as we go deeper and deeper into our relationship with the Lord and surrender. You know, we're putting off the old man, as St. Paul says, and putting on the new man. The Christian life is a cooperation with a work of God, a transforming work of God in us. Many times, friends, we can feel like this is something we're supposed to do, and we mainly do it on our own, by our own strength, and that somehow that's how it's meant to be. But it's not. Transformation in the Christian community, the Christian life, is the story of our being born again by water and the Spirit. That is literally the case, that we have passed from death to life, that there's a new life in us now, as we've been looking at Romans 8 off and on over the last few weeks with such a beautiful passage. I'm going to touch on 1 Corinthians 15 as well. And as I mentioned yesterday, Romans 8 and John 15, those two passages, those two chapters are, we could live off those all the way to glory. They're so filled with insight and practical teaching about how to understand and cooperate with God's work in us. That's what Lent's about at a very serious level. Lent is a time when we are really dialing into this transforming work of the Lord, making every effort to cooperate with it and pay attention to it and to say yes to it. And so there's dynamics at work there. And we talked about it yesterday that, you know, at the very core of it all, when the human person, when I begin to change, is when my heart moves from the experience deep in the core of my being. I no longer see myself as a slave to fear. That's one way Paul describes it here. Under the dominion of the world, the flesh, and the devil in different ways, and that my internal life is subject to these powers over my life. And they cast shadows, and they stir up, and they make me very susceptible to the tactics of the devil, who's a liar and a deceiver, and he loves to stand on our shoulder and just speak lies to us. And when we're in that place of fear, and we're not living from a secure core of being a child of God in the power of the Spirit, it's a supernatural grace to be able to do it. We don't even have the power when we're not living from that source to resist the tactics of the devil. And the kind of time we continue to live through in the world today, the shaking, the confusion, the anger, the bitterness, the war, the disease, you name it, it's difficult. And the data is there about just how much stress and pain and depression and anger and stuff that is present in people's lives as they're living through this. And there's an antidote to it. And the antidote literally is the Christian life. The antidote is the Christian life lived. And at the core of that Christian life is a new thing that God is doing in his son Jesus, in each and everyone who's baptized into him. A new reality. Something old has been put to death. Something new is coming to life. Lent is a time of leaning into and cooperating with and paying attention to that new thing that's emerging in us. We ended yesterday looking at Romans 8, just that beautiful passage where our heart cries, Abba, Father. You know, one of the great things Jesus brought to the world, the greatest thing Jesus brought to the world other than salvation, is the knowledge of God as our Father. And Jesus spoke to him as a father. And then Jesus now gives us his heart, his grace, his presence in us that gives us ever increasing degree of security and confidence that we're in the hands of a loving Father who knows exactly who we are, and that he's absolutely trustworthy. And as Jesus said to us, don't be worried. Don't be anxious. your heavenly Father knows what you need. You'd say, well, there's a lot to be anxious about out here. There's a lot of trouble. Jesus speaks directly to that issue, to that reality. And he said, yes, there's tribulation. Yes, there's trouble. It's there. There's even death and all kinds of things that are terrible. But I have overcome all of these things. And how did that happen? Through my Father. And now I was always united with my Father. I came from the Father. I was going home to the Father. I never left the Father. The Father is with me always. And now we're with you always. That reality, that fact, comes from the working of the grace of Christ in us, in the Holy Spirit. And the transformational peace is coming deeper and deeper into a renewed mind, a fresh spiritual way of thinking about who I am and my life. Paul goes on, when we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness to our spirit. So here's a good prayer for Lent. Holy Spirit, help me hear, help me understand the Father. God is my Father. Holy Spirit, help me see the Father. Jesus, help me see the Father. I see him in you. Help me to know the Father. Help me to love the Father. Help me to understand God as my Father. Heal my heart. Heal my fears. The Spirit himself is bearing witness to our spirit that we're children of God. And if we're children of God and we know it, Paul goes on to say, then we know that we're heirs. We're inheriting in this covenant adoption, this covenant reality of the relationship we have with God the Father that belongs to Christ the firstborn, that we have been baptized into. And it's now an identity and a source of life that we live from. And if you're children, then you're an heir. How often do you speak to yourself about this? Say what Jesus says, say what the scripture says about you. Well, God is my Father. God knows what I need. God is absolutely trustworthy. My Father's absolutely trustworthy, and he's with me always. I'm his child. I'm his son. I'm his daughter. I'm an heir to the inheritance that belongs to Jesus, which is what? The kingdom of the Father. I'm an heir with Christ. Friends, these things are true and they're solid gold and they produce in us when the light goes on, when we actually believe it about ourselves and that these promises and these realities are mine, given to me by God, and they matter to God profoundly. I matter profoundly to God. I begin to see myself a son, a child of God, an heir. I'm a fellow heir with Christ. I'm inheriting a share in what belongs to Jesus Christ. That is my destiny. It's already begun here in this life. And it's got nothing to do with the fallen circumstances of this world because they're not my inheritance and they're going to pass away. And a new heaven, a new earth will be created. The Lord's going to bring about a new heaven and a new earth, but the new thing has begun in me. Now, Paul will say later that we groan, all creation groans, like the birth pangs. We're not fully born into it yet. It's the kingdom already in the not yet, but there's a lot in the not yet. There's enough for us to be transformed, for us to change internally, to be able to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Even in the midst of the trouble, But I spend a lot of time with young people. It's not just young people, but I happen to be thinking about them now, you know, talking about their journey, young men, young women. And many of them say, yeah, but it's hard. It's just hard. It's hard. And I say, yeah, sure, it's hard. We're in a battle. Not surprising that it's hard. We're in a fallen world. So what we need to do is to remember that. And to remember the saints and remember the apostles and remember Jesus himself. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulations. For many of you, some of you, it's going to be very hard. But my Heavenly Father's permitting it. And none of it's without value. And God's going to turn it to your good. Like Paul will say here later in this chapter, we know that in everything, God works for the good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Well, now that's a truth. That's a promise. That's a truth that can lay, that can just stay there in the book. You can get a glimpse of it, just read the words. And it never really penetrates your mind and your heart. Remember the parable of the sower? Some of the word lands on rocky ground, some of it among thorns. I mean, some of these promises, I think for a lot of people, they land on the rocky ground, the birds come, bam, take it away immediately before it can go anywhere and penetrate anything. But friends, this is not just helpful information. This is the transforming power of the Word of God, bringing about what it asserts, what it communicates in us. And so I need to say, in this season of Lent, I know everything works for the good. God works for the good of those who love him through every circumstance that we place in his hands. No limit to that. And as that reality settles in, and we begin to believe it, it becomes part of the soil of your heart and of my heart. And we get the eternal perspective that all of this really flows from, the awareness that my life is really, really short. And my life is headed somewhere. Something profound has begun in me. I'm destined for something. And this is what it is. It's the glory of God. It's sharing the inheritance of the Son. And it's these words that give us a capacity to say, I love the Lord imperfectly, but I love the Lord. And I want to rejoice in this fact that everything, God works everything for the good in all those who love him. He's given me the grace to love him because he wants to work this good in me. And St. Paul can even rejoice and say that not only that we're children of God, that we're heirs. He said, then he goes on to say, heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with Christ in order that we might be glorified with him. So the fact that we suffer trials and difficulties doesn't mean something's gone wrong. I mean, yes, it has in terms of a fallen world, but not that God's plan has been somehow thwarted in my life. No, it's just the opposite. I want to talk more about this tomorrow, friends. I hope you can join me because there's just so much power in the Word of God. We need to help each other walk through these difficult times to draw all the grace God desires us to have. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.